Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Robin Scott drink a Sonoma County Zinfandel by Val Raven. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
It's good to be here. How are you tonight, Wilfred? Who are you right now?
Are you lonely tonight? Can I tie you up and stick you in my freezer tonight? Oh, that's not how that song goes, is it?
It's not.
I'd like to tell everybody one thing. Rob the Wine Guy bought a bottle of Banyuls from Michael Chapoutier for the show. And so it's on. Anybody that knows anything about French wine knows what Rémage means. It means it's the highest quality wine. So what does Scott say? He says, text back to Rob the Wine Guy, that he wants to give me Wilfred Wong a rim job. That's what he was talking about. He wanted to give me a... That is lowbrow, folks. I have faced sexual harassment in multitude parts of my life. I am constantly looked at and just undressed with everyone's eyes. I won't have it. Even in the showers in prison that happened. They'd have to undress me with their eyes. I was naked. But nevertheless, I've submitted an HR complaint. What's that? There's no HR.
There's no HR.
What the heck?
Wilfred.
Wait a minute.
Wilfred.
I mean, that's all sorts of possibilities then.
File your complaint with Rob the Wine Guy.
This is the best fake job I've ever had. That's fantastic. Never mind. I rescind my complaint. Scott, what you doing later?
Anyway, on tonight's show, we are welcoming back the Zinfandel grape. We have not done many Zinfandels recently, although we have a few in the queue. And we're doing one from a place that we've never drank from before, probably because they've almost been around the same amount of time that we've had the Wine Vault.
Well,
established in 2014. And this is Val Raven. Is that what we say?
Val Raven.
It has a raven on the
Val
label.
Val Raven.
With a crown on it. So it's an adorned animal on the
it's
label.
It's the king of ravens.
Is it?
Sure.
King Raven. Okay. And this is their Sonoma County Zinfandel. Raven is one of these mysterious labels. It is not owned, though, by Treasury or one of those things. It's owned by a dude that lives out of Minnesota, strangely enough. So it's not in a conglomerate, but it's an odd wine line. It is across Sonoma. They do out of Rock Pile, Russian River, Dry Creek, a bunch of different places. And then they produce this. So it's not a state grown naturally. But, oh, here he is. It is Baron Ziegler. Baron Ziegler is their owner, and he's also a master villain in many, many superhero movies. Rob Fisher.
It sounds like a Dagob.
Baron Ziegler. Rob Fisher is the winemaker, and he used to make wines for Etude. He also was on the staff of BV, Bureau de Vue Vineyard.
They're nice.
And so they've come together to create Val Raven. Rob Fisher, though, his background, though, is in making Pinot Noir. Now, they do make Pinot Noir at Val Raven. They make Cabernet, Pinot, Chardonnay, all that stuff. It's like just think the basic wines, right? And that's what they make, all around $20. This is $19.99, the cab. I've never seen the cab. I've only seen the Zin ever. But it's like $22, $23. Same thing with Chardonnay. It's slightly under $20. That's a little bit weird, though. You'd think that the Cabernet and things like that would be what you'd see, but I've never even seen it on wine.com. I've only seen the Zin available for sale.
Yeah. And it may just be our market. And maybe they make more of that.
Ohio's like, no, thank you.
Well.
I don't know. Yeah, it might be. Oh, yes. Rock Pile, Dry Creek, Alexander Valley, and Russian River AVAs where they pull from. So. And I'm assuming that it's sourced, so they're buying the grapes. They don't have little plots in those places.
I would guess that's the case.
Mm-hmm. And then mixed together in a big bowl with a spoon and then served to you and me.
What?
I love wines like this naturally. I just do. It's fantastic.
Well,
I like wines that have no provenance. They've just been created, you know, 8 years ago. Don't have any sister wines that are more expensive or less expensive. Just sit there and no real reasoning or explanation behind them. And they have birds on the label.
In this category.
Yes, there are.
That do some good things.
Who?
We like a purveyor here in Columbus, Ohio.
Zanin.
He's sourcing his grapes.
Well, yeah, because he lives in Ohio.
There you go. Yes. And he does good things.
He does. I haven't had any of his stuff recently, but still, yeah. This could be good. It could be good.
I think I had, not this current vintage, but last vintage of Zanin, and it was what we've come to expect.
Mm-hmm. Now, it does have one review. I will read that before we go to the break.
Yes, this is Wilford. Thank you very much. I did actually review this wine. I'm the only one. It said on the label, Venice also gave it a 90, but they apparently rescinded their 90. I did not get that memo to rescind my 90, so I gave it a 90. And, Scott, you know what they did?
What'd they do, Wilford?
They put my damn diary in this damn, on the website. It's embarrassing. So, commentary. The 2018 Valraven Zinfandel shows loads of berries and smoothness on the palate. I'm just a wordsmith, aren't I? Anyway, tasting notes. This wine offers lovely aromas and flavors of bright berries. That's it. Enjoy it with a grilled hamburger topped with cheese. It's got berries in it, guys. I spent all day writing that review. You know, I was sitting there thinking to myself, what does this taste like? And I thought, does it taste like a rutabaga? No. Tidy bowl. No. And you know how I figured out? I excluded tidy bowl because I drink a lot of it. I know what
that explains a lot.
This isn't quite as minty. I just like that
minty.
Point. No.
Minty?
Yes. Yeah. Toilet duck is another one.
Duck.
Yeah. It's not quite as minty. It's a little more acidic.
Are you still taking the free candy from the urinals in the men's bathrooms?
No, not all of it. I leave some for you. Anyway, you know, that's a urinal. Whoops.
It is. Yeah. It's not a candy dish.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just someplace you back up. Anyway, so.
Oh, sorry. So, folks, we're going to take a break. But be right back here on the Wine Vault. Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So there is a tech sheet online about Valraven. And just to give you a little bit of idea, this is from old bush-pruned vines averaging 40 years. Some over 100. They're not quite sure because they don't own the vineyards, across the county's best appellations, including Rock Pile, Dry Creek, Alexander Valley, and Russian River Valley AVAs, hand-harvested, hand-sorted, and gently destemmed before fermentation. It also, and you like this new voice, I'm trying this out, yes, it's late night FM, where they're trying to seduce someone, where they, you know, have a letter back home from a lost love. They're trying to reach out and make those connections. I might start doing that. But the oaking on this wine is 14 months in French oak, 10% of which is new. Scott, do you have anything to add?
90 from the Venice.
The Venice.
The Venice.
That's very exciting.
The 2018 Zinfandel is racy and exuberant with tons of varietal character. Tons.
That's
a few we would write. Henry would write.
Does it offer lovely aromas and flavors of bright berries?
The stylish, budget-friendly red hits all the right notes. Succulent red fruit, mint, cedar, and sweet floral notes flesh out in a delicious, affordable wine that over-delivers big time. 14.8 ABV. It's interesting they keep the grapes intact during fermentation. Interesting.
Oh. Question. When they keep, I've seen it referred to as budget quite a bit. It's $20. That's not cheap.
Well, I think that's where you're going in the wine world.
Because you've got Dry today. Creek Vineyards, you've got Segeshio. You've got some good wines at $20.
That's got some competition.
Yeah. If you can find it, Turley Juvenile.
But, you know, they're...
You can't be just plucky and be $20 in a zin.
No. It's more than 10 years old they've been making this, right?
No, they started in 2014.
Well, we've been making wine in Sonoma County for over 10 years now.
Yes, they have other places. Valraven has existed since 2014. It says right at the top, established 2014.
Yeah.
It's not mysterious. It's not hidden. It's just there. I mean, they were making wine in their bathtub, you know.
I don't know, sir.
Bojangles wine. I don't know what the fuck they were making. But they weren't making this, so. You know.
Regardless, Rock Pile, Dry Creek Valley, Alexander Valley, and Russian River Valley, these are places we love Zinfandel
for. Well, they're not saying Lake County and Mendocino, so that's always a good thing.
Well, I mean, these are places these we are enjoy.
Better parts of Sonoma.
Yeah.
So, in the glass, it does look like Zin's Dark Deep. And we are using the Riedel Venom Extreme Zinfandel glasses. So, something we don't normally use on the air. We're trying them tonight. And by the way, Triple B is not on tonight. And because she is feverishly working on her computer, I'm not sure what it is. She said she had an important meeting in the morning and needed to meet somebody in a public park to drop off an envelope under a bridge. I don't know what that means. It's curious, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I had to actually look up what she said and translate it, but
she's practicing.
I guess. It's strange. Something about a bag man. I don't know what that is. Is it a man with a bag, or is it an, I don't know.
Well,
a courier? I don't know.
It's a courier.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a trade name.
So, she said trade craft? I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's been so grumpy for so many weeks now. I don't know why. She openly criticized Putin. I know she's not allowed to say that out loud, but she did.
You're going to get her in trouble.
She called him a wanker in Russian.
Don't think that word translates directly.
I know, but he's a dickhead. So, you know, wanker. It's a good name.
You wanker.
Yeah. But in the glass, it does look like Zinfandel. Slightly translucent. More of a blackish hue. Doesn't even really do much crimson. It's just dark.
By translucent, you're talking about slightly watery edge.
I'm just saying I can see through it on the edges, yeah. Oh, nice. Scott's whacking the glass on the table, yeah. 14.8% alcohol, so it's
a nice number.
It's a reasonable number. I like to see things under 15.
You get to the low 14s, and that's where I start.
That's a little low for
questioning things.
I think 15 to 14.5. It's a nice sweet spot for me.
I see 14.8, and I go right on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, it's not the densest.
No, but Zin shouldn't be. This kind of looks like the green and red, and all those things that were really great. There you go, another $10, and you get green and red, which is fantastic.
We love that.
Or you could drink Robert Bialy party lines.
Robert Bialy.
We don't think much of his douchebag ass, so.
Well, nice. we need to have one of his products back on the air.
You go buy it then.
We need to.
I'm not spending money on his bullshit.
It's been a long time.
It's appropriately been a long time.
It's been a long time to leave you. Robert Vialli.
It's been a long time since I've been impaled by something, too. And so I'd like to keep children. That, you know.
And a crop in your fields.
It's been a long time since a car ran over me. I mean, these are things that it's been a long time since.
You know? You want to avoid generally these things. But yeah. Vialli, we'll give him another chance.
It's not. It's been a long time since I fell through a frozen lake. It's okay. I'm okay with that, you know.
Your face is still a little blue.
It's been a long time since I last got syphilis. It's been a long time. It has been.
I thought
not so much for you, but you know, it's a little more recent in your mind. But
going in.
Oh, you want to smell it first?
No.
We're gonna smell it first.
I'm going in.
It has a little bit of a bacon fat soapy smell. It's a little unusual.
Bacon fat.
Bacon fat smoky. Yeah. And there's an odd perfumey,
yeah, like a floral
old
thing.
Old lady's perfume kind of nose. I mean,
it's like,
you know, a what your great grandmother wears as perfume?
Sweet perfumey thing.
Yeah, if you went into like a, you know, an old lady's apartment, presumably while she's there, and she knows you're coming, let's just what.
This is really...
You're qualifying this. I don't like it.
You're definitely qualifying
this. Don't do that. Just start again. I'm in an old lady's apartment. That's right. I've been there.
Jesus.
Yeah. Hiding where?
No. Anyway. This is what her perfume would smell like.
Oh, yes. When she's sleeping and you're watching her lay there and you gently put your hand on her mouth.
Stop it, Wilfred.
Oh, okay. Sorry. There's no HR, Scott. I can say what I want.
The police are listening.
Oh. Yeah, but it's a week delayed. I could be so far. I'm past the sunset at that point.
They know where you live.
Damn it.
I'm not getting the bacon fat. It's rather, other than the sweet floral thingy, there's not really much going on in this nose.
All right, I've tasted it. It's a very ripe, luxurious mouthfeel.
Oh yeah.
Rhubarb pie with. Oh, red currant. It's not quite stocky, but flavor profile. That's what I'm thinking. A little cherry cordial with just a little bit of vanilla and baking spices that kind of roll through the palate, especially on the mid through. The finish is fairly long. It has spice like it should. Being from Sonoma and having the Dry Creek and Rock Pile influences. And it has a warming sensation to it. It doesn't have heat, but the spice actually provides a little warmth.
The oak is more of a toasty style.
Yeah, and I thought my first tip in, I thought, is this going to be overly oaked? And as you let it go across your palate, it isn't.
But it,
yeah.
It could use some time to calm down even a little more, I think.
I don't know. Wines like this typically aren't aging. This is already 18, although that's what they're still selling on their website, but there's a 19. This is a 3-4 year bottle drink. It's not a, there isn't a hold element to this wine. Not to say that it tastes haggard or tired, it doesn't, but it just doesn't taste of the structure that would do well with age. That mouthfeel, all of those things, if they leaned out, you're losing the high points of the wine, really.
This doesn't make me think of French oak, though, I'll be honest. It feels of American oak, but I think... The French oak's what's giving it that more, as you called it, luxurious mouthfeel. Well, yeah.
It's like this
dichotomy of it presents both qualities of French and American oak.
Well, back to what I was saying. French, I mean, there are the French barfly ladies that are smoking all day long that are in the bar at 2 in the afternoon when they shouldn't be and are wearing that kind of cheap perfume with lipstick on their teeth.
So this is
the French oak version of that slightly. So, you know, it's French, but, you know, it's not, you know, French. I mean, it's, you know, it's not Mitterrand French. It's just not. It's not, you know, it just isn't.
How many of these French women that are smoking at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the bar do you know?
They're friends.
Jesus. Such a stereotype. You're just a freaking walking stereotype.
I'm a stereotype. For what? Masculinity?
Yeah, that's exactly
what I'm thinking of. Virality? I could get you pregnant at this side of the table.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I've had a vasectomy, so it's funny how that works. Yeah. Okay, what are our three favorite $20 zins right now?
And it ballpark in the range. You got to go Sagesio and Dry Creek.
Yeah.
Have to.
Ones you can buy, because Juvie is a little bit harder to get, mm-hmm. but Juvie would definitely be a $20 that you'd talk about.
It's 20 for us. It's more than that for others.
Yeah, but it's still 25, 26.
Okay.
This is a good wine.
Yes. It's stylistically, it's just a little bit different than some of the other things we're talking about.
It's slightly dour in its way it approaches itself. And so it almost tastes like a wine you would drink at a funeral. It's just slightly more Titian-esque in the fact that it's like, hi. It's not displeasing to listen to that voice, but it doesn't really get
that
you.
That is very displeasing to listen to that voice. It's not a displeasing wine.
Well, hi, welcome to the funeral. Would you like some Valraven Zinfandel from Sonoma County? You could listen to that voice, but you probably wouldn't want to do that.
Probably want to quickly go over to the guest book and sign in quickly.
You hear a bandsaw in the background. You know, muffled screams.
I'd be thinking more of...
When were you at my house?
Chloroform covered rags and an injection site or something like that for that person.
Probably, yeah.
You know, one of the bad guys on the blacklist.
Here's the thing. Would you add this to your... out of every four $20 Zinfandels that you buy, would you buy this as your fourth? No. And I'll make you do that.
I'm gonna leave myself open to judgment till we work through this. This is... Stylistically, it's just a little different.
I don't think it is. I think that for me, it is fine. It is perfectly fine. It just doesn't really grab hold of any one area within Sonoma and let that sing. You know, it takes a little bit of a mutt, slightly, you know, and I don't know. I perhaps the oaking, as we discussed, was possibly over-oaked for 14 months. Might be a little bit long. Maybe. 10% new. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe
14's a long time.
It's definitely adding something to the equation, that mouthfeel. I don't think you get it without this French oak.
You don't.
The start of the show.
But the
mouthfeel is the start of the show.
But would you take a little brighter fruit and maybe something that was a little bit more... Just slightly more rough around the edges.
I tell you,
it would do better with brighter fruit, in my opinion.
And I tell you what else,
blackberries.
They
something like that.
Could maybe consider a little blend with some Petite Sirah, which a lot of people do.
Do we not know that they do that?
No, I don't think so.
It's just 100% Zin.
I believe it's 100% Zin.
Yeah, they could do that. That would help.
I just think it would smooth it out a little bit. But
well, it is. But you would get to where you need to get.
It would add some of the fruit profile you want to.
Without the long-term oaking. 14 months for a $20 bottle of wine is a long time.
Yeah. But I think it's worth the price of admission. You know this is not a $12 bottle of wine.
No, no, no. I think that I would rather drink this than Prisoner.
I would,
flavor profile-wise, this is similar to Prisoner. It just does it better.
Oh, God, yeah. And
it does. But if you like Prisoner, flavor profile-wise, you will recognize the flavor profile in Prisoner in this wine. This is just a better done wine than Prisoner. Prisoner is big-time mutt. Big-time mutt. And they mutt everything. Not only different varietals, everything like that. This, though, it is 100% Zen. It's just, it's made to their style, and it's not a bad style. I didn't even say this. It just doesn't get me going, but you can perfectly drink it, and it's well made. It's just,
it's really well made.
It's just, if you don't really jive with the style 100%, it might not be what you'd pull off the shelf.
I think.
But you might like it, though. Some people might.
I think if you're a Zen drinker, this is worth giving it a shot.
Probably.
It's, you know, we compared it to two that, from a price point standpoint, you have to make the comparison. Sagesio and Dry Creek.
Those are bigger wines, though.
Those are also more approachable than this. This is not unapproachable. The two things that, that might be my first descriptor for both of those wines. Extremely approachable.
But those are Zins. Bigger wines.
I think they're definitely bigger bodied wines.
Yes, but bigger framed. And they have those black fruits we're referring to.
That really aren't so present here.
They also,
I think they're in the background a little bit.
Dry Creek embraces Dry Creek. So it's a little more Appalachian specific, even though it is still Sonoma County, because it is 78% Zin on that. So, I mean, but, and Sagesio is more, it is Sonoma. But it almost comes across as a cab-like Zin. We've said that multiple times about Sagesio. That bigger size, that bigger frame helps it along. And it is black fruits. This is somewhere, this is kind of running the gamut between savory and bright. It just won't commit to either one. And it doesn't get to the point where it has dark enough fruits and it's moody enough to really be called brooding either.
Mm-mm.
So it doesn't get to that point. So it's kind of like not a full tilt effort down the road it would like to go. And so it's like, I know what great wine, how this wine would taste great, and it doesn't have that there. That might be what the frustration is. So it isn't quite brooding, and it certainly isn't bright. I mean, Wilford's wrong. It's not bright berry. I mean, there's berry there, but it's almost muddled berry, you know, because really it's the rhubarb. It's the
Red currant.
It's the red currant.
For me, it's,
yeah, and that cherry cordial.
And I'm not sure I get as much of the cherry cordial as that, like a
finish.
Ripe red currant. Yeah. There's that on the finish. I'll give you that.
It's not even red raspberry. Maybe a red raspberry liqueur. But you have to be specific about that. I mean, because it's slightly rounded off. It's slightly blurry.
And it's not that sweet fruit either. It's not. So
there's no acidity, really.
No. And it's a well-balanced wine. And I think as I'm going through this glass, that toasty oaking is calming down a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm withholding judgment on where this fits into the $20 category of every fourth bottle or not until we're through this thing.
You know what I'll say?
This is growing on me. Immensely.
It's less Cali. If you're blind tasting this, where would you put it? Would you put it in Cali? I don't know. It doesn't have the complexity of something from France, really. It doesn't taste of Languedoc. It doesn't taste of Rhone. So where do you put it? Where would you mistake it for? Assuming that you didn't get it spot on. And that's an interesting question to me.
Hmm.
Where have I had these type of flavors before? You know?
I think it could easily trick you that it's not Zinfandel, but...
I think I would go Malbec if I were dumb enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd be wrong, mind you, but if I was going to go to something else, I would say Malbec. Even though the fruit profile is all wrong. We've had some savory Malbecs on here. But or Cab Franc. Once again, you'd be wrong. But really wrong. But if you're going to mistake it for something, that's what I would say. And where from? It doesn't taste much, you know... You might even say something like South Africa. Maybe it has some Pinotage in there.
Hmm.
It does have something, though, doesn't it?
I tell you, that first couple pulls,
yeah,
that oaking was, I don't want to say it was too much, but there was that... It's just calmed down a little bit. One of my initial impressions was this might need some time for that oaking to calm down, but it just sometimes you have a pull on a wine and something hits you the first time, and then it tends to calm down in your palate, and it's odd like that, how something just jumps out and then two or three more pulls later and it's just not showing the same thing.
True.
This is really well-made wine. I think, like, yeah, you, there's just something that I want it to be that it's not, and I'm not. What is that? What is that that I want it to be that it's not? The blue fruit, maybe?
Well, I think you just want it to commit. Either be brooding or be a bright Zinfandel. Which do you want? And it doesn't quite have the parts in place to kind of capture what we want. Green and red is what we want.
So what's missing here?
It has a spicy...
Blue fruit? Something in the mid-palate?
I would think that overall it's the vibrancy that a Zinfandel should have. And yes, it has a little bit of spiciness on the finish, but it doesn't... It tastes slightly, as I said before, like it belonged at a funeral. You know? It is very somber. It has a somber tone to it. It has a somber approach. It's very serious. It's very serious.
It's very serious. But
it wouldn't drive a 2007 Mustang. It wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't.
It's not douchey like you.
Well, you know.
No, that was wrong.
It would drive a Hirsch. That's what it would do.
No, I think this would be in the BMW that the funeral home owner owned. And this wine would only be served at a funeral of a very revered person.
I'm thinking
an important person.
I think it would drive a Toyota Avalon, if anything. I think that's what it would do. Not quite the Camry.
You just want to drive a Toyota Avalon.
I've driven a Toyota Avalon.
Yeah, see?
I mean,
one of the things that I can say in my life, and proudly say, I've never driven a Toyota Avalon.
That's because you're a loser, man. You know?
Oh.
I've driven... It's the same thing, basically, as a fucking Camry.
No.
We had a Camry. I drove a Camry, but...
That's not the same
thing. It's not. And by the way, don't buy a Camry. I know they'll tell you to buy a Camry. Don't do that.
No, you can buy a Camry.
You can. You can buy a lot of things. You can buy crystal meth. Should you do that? I don't think so.
That's not an apt comparison.
Well, I mean,
you can't go wrong with a Toyota.
You can.
You what in what way can you go wrong with a Toyota?
You fall asleep at the wheel?
No, our friends had problems with the Prius.
Yeah.
The first
generation
Prius had some problems.
Yeah, we had a Prius.
A lot of people had Priuses and didn't have problems.
They had a problem. They had a fucking Prius.
No, they were trying to be environmentally conscious.
So am I.
No, you're not. You just bought a Mustang.
That's right, GT. But it gets better fuel mileage than my Ford Expedition. And that's an EcoBoost.
Yeah, that's...
It says EcoBoost
on
it. It says EcoBoost.
That's just really, really impressive.
It says EcoBoost on it.
Our environmentally friendly listeners are putting needles in their eyes right now.
Losers.
But my Mustang gets better gas mileage than my 9-ton Expedition.
Somebody's going to use that gas that they're not using. I'm just saying. It's going to go to waste. So I'm using it. There we go.
It's going to waste, all right.
That's right. Oh.
I I'm really enjoying this bottle now.
It's not a bad bottle of wine.
I'm...
Okay. It's... You know what? If it wasn't called Zinfandel, I would have a different expectation of it. If it were Red Blend, even though it's not, I might like it more, because I'm in my mind trying to say the Zinfandel grape should be A, B, C, D, F, G, or what? Here's an alternative it could be. I mean, we know Zinfandels are chameleons somewhat.
They are.
But, or if they're from Contra Costa, it's clown water. But,
Lodi. Yeah. Well, and we've had good Zins from every county.
But I'm sitting there thinking, if I was at a upscale California, like American bistro, okay, kind of an industrial look, you know, whatever, and this was what they were serving, it would be the right wine for that environment. It's up. It has an uptown kind of thing to it.
Well, and not only that, but let's be honest.
Yeah.
In many.
No, let's lie. Let's lie.
In many restaurants that serve wine,
they don't serve this.
If you saw this, you'd be jumping all over it, because most places don't have anything close to this quality.
Although, if they served it at room temperature, it might not be as good. This is cellar temperature, but, you know, we've also had it. Well, how many months have we had it?
I just brought it over, but I'd had it for some time.
Yeah, we've had it. You've had it since January of this year, so it's been cellared for 11 months,
mm-hmm.
which that's fine. I actually recommend you buy wine, especially online. It's been shipped. We don't touch any of that stuff.
We try not to.
For at least a couple weeks, if not even longer than that. And like the Banyuls I bought. I mean, I want to do Banyuls on the show because to discuss it, what it is. You know, it's a French dessert wine that's red. It's weird. But I just got it this yesterday, I think. It's going to need time to bring itself back around two,
time
3 weeks at least.
In a bottle.
I know. And some wines.
The first thing that I'd like to do.
The Alexander Valley Vineyards Cabernet was ready to go. It was up there. It was ready to be opened. That one, nah, not for, you know, it got bumped back to the green room. It's like, we don't have time for you tonight.
Well.
It was like, son of a bitch.
Was it mad?
It was. But whatever.
I think.
I'm just not ready to make fun of it yet.
Who knows? Maybe it'll be just fine.
Or. I don't know. I mean, that wine, it's like $20. It's Alexander Valley. If it tastes like Alexander Valley, it'd be like freaking gold. You have to be really good if you're named after the wine. Although Napa Cellars is not in there. I mean, you know. You just lacked any kind of originality. You know?
Well.
Dry Creek Vineyard, though, that's good. They're in Dry Creek.
Stag Sleep.
Yeah, that's true.
There's some.
It's your fat. No, that didn't work for them, does it?
Doesn't.
No.
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 Doesn't.
Isn't Green Red is in Green Valley, isn't it? In Napa?
Green Giant.
Or Chili's. I forget. It's, well, maybe, I don't know. Let's check it out. It's in a weirdo.
I forgot about that.
It's in a weirdo AVA. Oh, Green
I
and Red is.
God, how much we enjoyed that Green and Red.
That is a prototypical Zin. That is Zin. That is what Zin should taste
and
like.
It's more around 30. 30.
Yeah. It's Napa, and it is to die for. It's Zin.
And we've talked about this a lot. You know, you've got a budget. Everybody has their life and things you want to do, but take some risks. Spend a little more money, and if you do a little bit of research, listen to us.
Yeah.
It's worth it sometimes.
Well, I mean, we tout Turley because we're on their mailing list, but beyond Turley, Green and Red, Ridge. I adore Ridge.
Ridge.
I love Ridge.
So rocking,
I always buy Ridge. I bought more Pagani this year. I buy it every year. And another one is, Peter Franis. Peter Franis is good. What's Segesio? And Segesio has their upper levels. We're just talking about their base wine.
But just in general.
Yeah.
You know, if Merlot's your thing, you know, you'd spend, you know, Fry Cron is your thing for Merlot. Great Merlot. Find something in the 30s. Just reach out a little bit.
Yeah, well, ooh,
reach out and touch someone.
Close bagasse. That's a good one. That's a good one. I don't think you should have to pay 30 for Cali Merlot.
No, but the point being,
yeah,
reach out a little bit.
You should.
Spend a little more on yourself.
Because then you're going to keep spending that.
But not only that, you just, there's just an appreciation
mm-hmm.
for what you have.
Yeah.
And
you know what? You deserve it, unless you're a wanker. So we're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Vault. Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you need more Wine Vault in your life? Well, if you do, check out our website, thewinevault.org. On there, we have our full catalog of episodes. We also have B-sides, some outtakes. Hell, we even write articles from time to time. So if you need that extra fix to tide you over until the next Sunday, check out thewinevault.org, and we'll be right back.
And we're back. You know, in the past, we played games with Ask Dr. Vinny. Tonight, we're going to put a little different spin on that. It's Ask Physician's Assistant Wilfred Wong.
That's right. I am.
Wilfred,
I'm quite qualified.
I didn't know. You're qualified, all right.
Yes.
How long have you been a physician's assistant?
Well, you mean like, do I have a degree?
How long were you putting on rubber gloves?
Oh, how long have I put on rubbers?
Rubber gloves.
Oh, you remember condom fingers.
There you
that was
go.
That's my qualifications was condom fingers. What I did is I hung around this doctor's office because I was trying to get medication. And then he said, well, you know what? I'm going to make you my special assistant.
Oh, I'll bet he did.
I don't want to talk. He's not a professional doctor. I found out that hard way.
The hard way?
Yes, I meant that. So, yes, I would like to answer these questions.
We're going to ask you a series of questions.
Okay.
Just do your best to answer them.
I would do that. You want me to do it in a professional manner?
Because please.
Okay. Not condom fingers. Okay.
Physician's assistant Wilfred.
Yes.
Why are grapes harvested in bins instead of in a big truck bed?
Is that a real question? Or are you just asking that because you're stupid?
That's a real question.
Really?
From Christy.
Christy.
In the United States.
She asked Dr. Vinny that, didn't she?
She did. But
we're asking
you to answer.
Well, you know what? One time I was in this truck bed, and it was with this guy named Harry, and his last, you know what his last name probably was. I don't know. He was shirtless when we were in the truck bed. And what I found out is that truck bed is hard as hell. You know, you roll around in that truck bed having frivolities and stuff like that, you get bruised up. So if you're going to go out there and screw a guy named Harry in a truck bed, you'd know why you don't put wine in truck beds or grapes in truck beds. It's hard as hell. And so is Harry. So what's the next question, Scott? See how I did that? I made a personal story, but then I brought it back. You want Harry's number?
Not exactly.
Oh, okay. Oh, email then. Okay.
Dear Physician's Assistant Wilfred.
Yes,
Can we call you Freddy?
Freddy?
Will Freddy?
No, you may not. Dr. Wilfred, if you please.
Doctor now?
Yes.
You got a promotion?
I did. The doctor I knew that made me his assistant said, well, big buddy.
You want to go back to jail, don't you?
You're a doctor now. And, you know, he said, take my temperature. I said, you don't have a thermometer.
This is from Becky.
Okay.
This is from Becky.
It's that. Oh, you mean the triple B.
Well, I didn't say that.
She's Russian, you know.
This is Becky from Napa.
Napa. Oh, she's out there. Probably planning to blow up California. Knock it into the sea for the Russians.
Becky needs advice on holiday wine.
Holiday wine?
Yes.
Okay.
Which wines would you serve with turkey and appropriate holiday side dishes?
Appropriate? What are appropriate? See, that's the question. Appropriate. I don't like that word. Because it means their things are right and wrong.
We know that. We know you don't like the word appropriate.
I don't like appropriate. So if you're going to say, if I'm going to drink with turkey, mind you, Thanksgiving was a couple weeks ago, but turkey, I would drink, if it's a red wine, and this is a wine fact, Pinot Noir, but if it, or Gamay is nice too. A white wine, Gewürztraminer, Riesling, Pinot Blanc, maybe Pinot Gris. These are all nice things. But, you know, appropriate side dishes. Yeah, I found a mashed potato that somebody stuck their dick in, that's best with, I don't know, champagne, because that's a party. That's a, I just found
I'll
that
bet
out.
It is a party.
Back to Harry. Did I tell? No, go ahead, Scott. I'll tell you about Harry later.
Physician's assistant, Freddie.
No, Wilford. Yes, Nurse Wilford.
This is from Eric in Roseville. He wants to know, what's a second wine?
Second wine?
A second wine.
It's the wine you drink second.
Or a second label.
Oh, second label? See, you're asking me technical questions.
Well,
I thought this was going to be about pervert shit, but I don't.
Well.
Most wineries have a wine that they say, let's forget about that. You know, it could be a second pressing. It could be from younger vines, shit like that. I don't know. It could be anything like that. And then they said, you know what we'll do? We'll make something that we call it the second wine. Maybe it's from vineyard plots that aren't quite mature. Maybe they have the blend a little bit different. But it's their wine that isn't quite as good as their top wine. But if they're stupid, like a Trefethen, they're better. Their cheaper wines are better than what's expensive. I don't know. But that's the intention. In France, for instance, they all have second labels. Like Petrus. They have Petrus, and they have Fleur de Petrus. Now, Fleur de Petrus still over $200 fucking dollars, and it gets like a 90 from me, but that's a second label, Scott. Do you understand that? It's so people get a hard-on for Petrus. They go, oh, I could buy Petrus for $220. No, dipshit, you can't. You're buying Fleur de Petrus. It says Petrus on the label, but that's not Petrus. So it's like going to TJ Maxx and buying underwear secondhand that was used.
At TJ Maxx.
Yes, because if you buy underwear at TJ Maxx, I have already tried it on.
Oh, Jesus, Wilfred.
I like to do that.
Dear physician's assistant, Wilfred.
Yes.
This is from Hope.
Hope?
Hope from South Africa. From someplace that I can't pronounce.
No. Johannesburg.
This is a subject you're going to be expert on.
Dildos?
It's got to do with putting things in your mouth.
Lube. No.
And what they taste like if you put the wrong thing in your mouth.
Oh.
Is it okay to brush my teeth before wine tasting? Does toothpaste change the way wine tastes?
Well,
yes,
what?
It's that kind of toothbrush.
Well,
with toothpaste.
Well, Hope. Well,
not your kind of not what you stick in your mouth to brush your teeth.
Well, Hope, what were you doing before you were drinking wine? Did you have a nice big old cock mouth and you had to brush your teeth to get that taste of cock out of there? Because that would explain it. Yes, you should. If you have cock breath, brush your teeth before wine. Does it affect it? Sure. But I'm assuming, Hope, you're drinking Mayomi. So, no, it doesn't affect it. But no, why would you be brushing your teeth before you drink wine? I'm just kind of curious. Other than the cock mouth thing, but you don't want cock breath. But Scott, I didn't want to be rude.
Wilfred.
You brush your teeth, but still. Anyway, I mean, why would you do that? I'm not understanding. I want my mouth to be minty fresh so I can have my palate what are you doing, you dumbass? No, don't do that. Unless you have cock breath, and then do that. But still.
We have one final question.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I've done so well.
For physician's assistant, Wilfred.
Thank you.
A.K.A. Freddie.
Dickhead. What?
And this is from Michael.
Michael.
Kamloops, Canada.
That's
no
not a,
idea where Kamloops is.
It's not a
is.
Real place. The Triple B wouldn't like that.
It's like Letterkenny. It's not a real place.
The Triple B is going to send you a pipe bomb, just like the Unabomber, because you're Canadian. That's different. Go ahead.
You know, Bomber didn't bomb anybody in Canada.
It's Becky Will.
Jesus.
She hates them. She says they smell funny.
You smell funny.
That's true.
That's what she says about
it's
you.
It's because I got cock breath. What are you talking about?
That's correct.
Dumbass.
This is another topic you know something about. Something that's crumbly and how to get it out. What's the best way to remove...
Gerbils aren't crumbly.
What's the best way to remove a crumbly wine cork? I've tried everything. That's Michael from Canada.
Where's the wine cork at? That's the first question, Michael. Now, what you do is, Michael, first of all, your Mayomi has a screw cap, so just twist that off. But now, if you have a crumbly cork, all you can do is say, fuck it. You get as much out as you can, And then if it's still plugged up in there, push that shit down in the wine. And then what do? You use some form of a screen. You probably have something cheesecloth. And you run the wine through it. Clean out the cork. And then drink it, motherfucker. That's what you do. Don't be a bitch.
Wilfred Wrong, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. That's right. I would like to thank everybody. But then again, there's one more question that Scott forgot. I don't know why. And this, I'm going to read this myself. And this was sent in by a human that's stupid. Bob from Port Orchard, Washington. Port Orchard is not a big city.
Do you think?
So you probably know the Bob that's in Port Orchard. And what I suggest you do is go over and punch Bob in his testicles. Because he's fucking stupid. And he's, I'm not allowed to say the word, I would say. But let's just say he should be on a bus that is not quite as long. Anyway, dear Dr. Vin, oh no, I'm sorry. Dear me, Wilford, what is dry wine? Aren't all wines wet? Well, Bob, the answer to your question is go fuck yourself, you stupid twat. What a dumbass question. Dumbass. If you drink wine, first of all, Dr. Vinny has bullshit questions, but that's okay. But if you drink wine and you don't know what dry means, well then, that's what a school bus is for. Step in front of it. So, not when kids are on it, that would traumatize them, but still, Jesus Christ. Anyway, Scott, would you like to tell everybody what they've won for listening to me?
Yes. Tonight's listeners will all receive
free,
courtesy
free psychological
of the wine
counseling.
Free psychological counseling at a community center offering health awareness in the United States that doesn't exist.
It's free. So
it's free.
So folks, we're going to take a break, but we're right back here on the Wine Vault.
And we're back, folks. So the Vile Raven, Sonoma County Zinfandel, scoring this wine. It's perplexing.
Well.
But the water I just drank is not. It's refreshing and cool.
I'm at an 88. Why this wine is put together, sir. And it has prominent front palate, red fruit. It may not be what we want it to be. It may not have any blue fruits that give it some more classic Zin profile, but there are plenty of Zin producers that make a wine of this style with no blue fruit.
Are you Southern or are you a wanker?
Just red currant as this. I think Rob the Wine Guy's a wanker talking about cherry cordial. I just think it's something he wants to put up his bum. But no.
No, that's me.
I do really enjoy this wine. I think it's well made. I'm still battling. Would I put it in the queue at $20? Plus wines. We love Dry Creek. We love Sagacio. I will say this. I can't quite put it in the queue.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give it another chance. You know, I think they're doing good things here, and I want to see what they do in the future.
I'd try their cab just to see what's going on.
And I would try this again. I would try another vintage of this in the future.
Yeah, no. I had in my mind given an 88 as well. It's the poster boy for an 88.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite commit, as I said before, to any one style. And that bothers me a little bit. If it were brooding in a mysterious wine, and you know what I mean by that, deep, dark, had a little bit different dark fruits, you know, just the fruit profile tweaked just a bit. It did all that. Yeah, you'd be a 90-point wine because there, you know, there's a lot of subtle mouthfeel. The oaking gives it that kind of creamy style, which is nice. It's just, I think that they limited themselves on the one varietal 100% Zin, as far as we know. And giving a dimension of Petit Sirah or Petit Verdot, something like that,
yeah,
would, you know, Alicante Boucher.
It's just,
I mean, just something that would give it some sort of nuance that made it a little bit more out of the box. It surprised you. I was about ready to throw it in my mouth. Sorry. This wine doesn't surprise you. But with a little bit of a blend, I think it might. And, you know, it might actually be even a really good wine. I mean, this is like a junior version of some really good Zin-based wines we've had before.
Yeah.
But it's a junior version of that. Not even a junior version.
I don't know about junior version.
I mean, but
I think that's harsh.
Bridge does a little bit of stuff that kind of comes down the same mindset. It's just the execution is just way above that with Ridge. And so I taste elements that I know and like in this wine,
mm-hmm,
but it doesn't quite grab a hold of it and really stick the landing and really finish it.
That's the thing. I just want to see what they do in the future. I'm going to give them a chance in the future. Is it in my queue every fourth bottle is in? Not yet. It's got to earn that. But I want to see what these guys do in the future with this. I like this. It's enjoyable. It's worth the money. It's worth the price point.
Mm-hmm.
And try it. Maybe this is exactly what you like.
That's a very good point. I mean, it's
because it is stylistically, it's just a little bit different.
Yeah, it is. It might touch you. What? It might touch you just the right way.
Which way is that? I mean, somebody one time said, Wilford, what's the right way to touch you? And I went, there's no wrong way. I mean, there's a wrong way, but that's the right way. If you get I kind of was talking in circles. They didn't understand.
I touch myself. I want to burn you.
You know what's strange, though? I was talking to my grandmother. I don't know what that was, but that's all right.
When I think about you, I touch myself.
See, that's what I'm talking about, folks. This is what I have to deal with all the time. It's homoerotic bullshit. I mean, he plays hard to get. Then he acts like he wants to give me a rim job, which is ridiculous. Is it? I don't know. Are you serious about that? Anyway, it doesn't matter. I don't believe him. I think he's lying. Just, he's a tease. That's what it is. Wearing those mishmashed clothes he's wearing. He's wearing like a hoodie under a pullover. And he's got like 18 layers of clothes on.
Well, it is winter, sir.
Yeah, well, not inside it isn't, you dumbass.
It's close to winter.
What the hell? You could go into a blizzard under a waterfall in that outfit.
I have shorts on, sir.
Okay. Other than that.
Tennis shoes.
What, your legs warm and your body up, your torso has hypothermia? Well, it's unusual.
Well,
I should switch to Rob the Wine Guy's voice to yell at you about this. Why are
you wearing that? I just noticed that. Because you have a hoodie underneath a fucking pullover.
I dress this way nearly every Sunday night.
And then a sweatshirt
night.
Under that.
No, there is a...
Do you have iron deficiency?
I wear this hockey jersey every Sunday night.
It's a jersey?
It's a hockey practice jersey.
Oh. Are you on the team?
I wear this every Sunday night.
Are you on the team?
Plainly not.
Well, you might be, because that's why they lose 9-4. I'm just saying. Who's that old fuck that keeps falling down on his skates? Oh! I don't know, but he's not really contributing to the loss, so let him stay out there. Is he drunk?
We were at that game.
He's wearing a practice jersey.
It was 6-0 after the first period.
We're talking about the Columbus Blue Jackets. Fire the cannon. Do they still fire the cannon when they're down 6-0 and they score a goal?
You see, when you're down 6-0, you haven't had the opportunity to fire the cannon because you haven't scored a goal yet.
But when they score their goal and make it 8-1, do they fire the cannon?
No. There's a rule in the NHL. If you're down 6 goals and you score to make it a 5-goal deficit, you can only pull those noisemakers, those fake champagne corks that you pull the thing and it blows up and sends up.
You just aim the cannon at their box.
Paper mache, bam! Things out. No, it just goes pop.
Oh, yeah. Well, eventually that'll be vintage. So, folks, for Rob the Wine Guy and Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, we're going to bid you adieu. But
Dueling 88s.
We will see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.